AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. It was a bloodbath in Waco, Texas at noontime Sunday.
Probably one of the most violent, gruesome crime scenes I've seen in 35 years of service.
Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton said 8 people died at the scene of the shootings at Twin Peaks Restaurant. Another person died at a hospital. The dead were all members of biker gangs, as were 18 people taken to hospitals with stabbing and gunshot wounds. Swanton says at least 5 rival gangs gathered for a meeting that he said focused on turf and recruitment, areas where the groups often clashed. A dispute broke out in a restaurant bathroom and then escalated. The tracks will be open to trains again through Philadelphia this morning, through the spot where a train derailed last week.
Amtrak says repairs have been made with passenger safety in mind and complete compliance with federal regulators who'd ordered the railroad to expand a speed control system near the crash site for southbound trains to northbound ones. Amtrak was also ordered to look at all curves for safety and to increase speed limit signs. Meanwhile, investigators are trying to determine the reason for the train's acceleration and sorting through conflicting reports about an object striking its windshield. Julie Walker, New York.
Don't expect an empty seat next to you if you fly over the next few months. A record 222 million people will fly on U.S. airlines this summer. AP Airlines writer Scott Meyerowitz.
A lot of people like to look at Thanksgiving and say, wow, that's a really busy travel day. It is. But if you actually look at the statistics, in the summer, there are a lot of people traveling. In fact, of the 15 busiest travel days of the year, 13 of those happen in the summer.
The National Weather Service says tornadoes touched down near Elmer and Tipton in southwest Oklahoma Sunday, damaging homes and businesses. Rain-soaked Texas saw flash flood warnings, high water rescues. This is AP Radio News. Taylor Swift is now the most decorated artist in the history of the Billboard Music Awards with 20 wins, beating Garth Brooks' 19-win record. She won 8 Sunday night. But AP Music correspondent Margie Zeraletta reports the awards were also notable for their silent parts.
Hello, y'all players, ball.
That's Kanye West closing the Billboard Music Awards, at least the parts we could hear. Huge chunks of his performance were muted, including one section that was 13 seconds long.
Oh, won't you stay?
Sam Smith won the Top Male Artist Award and gave his speech by cue cards because he's recovering from vocal cord surgery. Taylor Swift won Artist of the Year and Top Album for 1989. She says she's grateful fans let her release a pop album.
We put it out and you guys embraced change, embraced me doing something new. I'll never forget it.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Sad news from California, where extreme athlete Dean Potter was killed in Yosemite National Park. I'm Sandy Kozel.